Thanks for joining me on episode 480 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Daryl Lyons, author of 18-280. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the right behavior with your money is key to doing that. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
Becomes the thing that is all important to us, and gathering stuff and showing stuff off to other people becomes the sign of that. Then your treasures are ruling you, and you are trapped in the situation where money becomes the object at which all of your attention goes to. And by the way, this can happen when you have money, and it can also happen to you if you have.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in yourself through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about why just gathering stuff doesn't mean you've won. The difference between letting your treasures rule you and letting them lead you. And the reason we need to focus on the management of money, not just the accumulation.
As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
I'm sure you've heard the old joke about he who dies with the most stuff is still dead. You know, you hear people talk about someone dying with the most stuff and how they're somehow the winner. But the truth is, the stuff, even if it's left behind for others, is not the only factor. It's not even the most important factor about what happens going down through the ages after you're left. You know, gathering more stuff, oftentimes we put that forward as a sign that someone's successful, but the truth is, stuff is not success. Yes, stuff sometimes brings us momentary pleasure, buying a new house, buying a new car, buying a new iPhone, whatever it is, sometimes brings us a moment of momentary pleasure where it's like, cool. But we have this remarkable ability in our brains to get used to almost anything, good or bad, to begin to normalize something very quickly. We return to a baseline of happiness. One of the podcasts I listen to right now is called The Happiness Lab, and it's actually a researcher who has a class at Harvard on how to be happy. And she actually goes and looks at the science behind it. And the interesting thing is the science actually backs us up. Having stuff is not the thing that creates lasting happiness. And the truth is, happiness is really a place you visit. It's not a place you can live all of the time. It's a vacation destination. It's not where you live. And gathering stuff isn't really a sign of success. For one thing, there are a lot of people that have a lot of stuff that have actually gotten that stuff on borrowed money. And the truth is, they don't have the stuff at that point. The stuff sort of has them. And there are a lot of people that, as they accumulate more things, become more and more trapped into the culture of accumulating more things. You know, if you're a millionaire and you're visiting with billionaires, you feel poor, even though to most people, you would be rich. There's a real difference between letting your treasures rule you and letting them lead you. What I mean by that is, if we're a slave to our money, if our money becomes the means to the end and the end itself, if it becomes the thing that is all important to us, and gathering stuff and showing stuff off to other people becomes the sign of that, then your treasures are ruling you, and you are trapped in the situation where money becomes the object at which all of your attention goes to. And by the way, this can happen when you have money, and it can also happen to you if you have no money. That same sort of focus and attention can be created where every moment, every waking moment is focused on money, 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 money. That's letting your treasures rule you. Letting them lead you is using the resources that you're blessed with, the money, the time, the talent, in ways that align with your purpose and your values and your mission in the world. And sometimes money comes when you do that, but the money isn't the object, it's the result. The money isn't the focus, it just happens. It becomes an important measure of what's going on, but it isn't the most important measure, and it's definitely not the only measure. More important is your priorities and your values being central and setting those up and then bringing the money into alignment with those, as opposed to letting the money create what your priorities and values are. The money becomes the result, not the cause. This is why you need to focus not just on the accumulation of money, in fact, not on the accumulation at all. If all we focus on is the income side, making more and more money, then what ends up happening is we're so focused on that, that that money becomes the focus. Instead, you need to focus on the management of money. For one thing, I firmly believe that the blessings that we're giving by God are not ours. We don't own them. We're managing them. We're put in charge of them for a time to do things with them that are beneficial to others, that are beneficial to us and our family, that take care of the world and the people around us. But that management of money is a very different mindset than the accumulation, than the feeling of it's mine, I want more of it so that I can have more of it. It's an emotional mindset difference. It's not about how much you have either. Again, just to reiterate, this isn't a condemnation for people who have a lot of money, nor is it a condemnation for people that don't have a lot of money. I've seen this sort of hoarding mentality in both cases. I've seen people who make almost nothing who have a mindset of accumulation and hoarding. And I've seen people who make large amounts of money who have that mindset. And I've also seen people who don't have a lot of money not have the mindset of accumulation, but rather of management. And I've seen people who have large amounts of money who also have that mindset. And the interesting thing is, if you have that mindset, often what ends up coming about is not necessarily more money, but there becomes more satisfaction with the money that you have. You begin to do things with it, and even when you have very little, you're content. And when you have very much, you're content. And out of that contentment comes more and more relationships, more and more success, more and more peace, and yes, even more and more happiness. Because this is really how, when you die, you don't die with the most stuff, but you die with a legacy that lives on beyond you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures, develop your influence, and impact the world.